That's in Verina. And we also have some debris in the roadway in Chesterfield, I-95 North at Willis Road. I'm Tracy Lynn in the First Warning Traffic Center.
88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. Assembly 2014 is made possible in part by Virginia Trial Lawyers Association. Lawyers working for fairness in our justice system. Virginia Trial Lawyers Association is proud to have sponsored the General Assembly Report for more than 25 years. From the WCVE newsroom in Richmond, this is Assembly 2014. A bill that would increase funding to Virginia's Internet Crimes Against Children task forces, as well as establish a child abuse prevention training program in elementary schools, has stalled in a House of Delegates committee. WCVE Radio's state capitol correspondent Craig Carper reports.
The Commonwealth's two Internet Crimes Against Children task forces, or ICACs, which track and prosecute child sexual predators, are funded by a $10 fee on all felony convictions statewide. Democratic Senator Cree Deeds of Bath patroned legislation in the Senate that would increase this fee from $10 to $15. 96% of the new funds would go to the ICACs and 4% to an 8-hour child abuse prevention training for elementary school students as part of their phys ed curriculum. Republican Delegate Ben Klein of Rockbridge introduced the House version of the bill.
Children in Virginia are becoming victims of abductions and sexual crimes at an alarming rate. We feel like going right at the root of the problem to the children where they are interacting with those predators, enabling them to identify that predatory behavior and get away from predators, is going to improve that statistic and help bring it down so that kids aren't being abducted as much in Virginia and our kids are being kept safe.
Camille Cooper, Director of Legislative Affairs with the National Organization to Protect Children, says the ICACs do great work but need more boots on the ground.
We know that there are over 10,000 computers just in the last 12 months that have been identified trafficking hardcore images of infants and toddlers across Virginia being raped. Right? These are crime scene images of children being sadistically harmed. And we know that the majority of the people that are trafficking these images are actually abusing children in their local communities in Virginia, and that the ICACs can come in through technology and rescue these children. They know how to target them. They can get right to their front door and pull them out of harm's way instead of having to wait for a child to disclose or wait for a report from a pediatrician or someone. They can just go in and rescue them right now.
House Public Safety Committee Chairman Scott Lingenfelter opposes the fee increase. He says fee collections this year brought in $2.8 million compared to the $2.4 predicted in the budget. In addition, he points to a $4.1 million investment from former Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli's office out of funds from last year's settlement with Abbott Labs. This money went to a regional lab for undercover operations in Bedford, as well as to build a new state-of-the-art child abuse image repository.
People will come to us every year and tell us it's, quote, not enough. We are in a very fragile economy. If we turn around every time someone comes to us and says, jack this fee or jack this tax or increase this assessment or whatever, we would destroy what little bit of recovery we're seeing right now. With increasing population, we're going to see yet more money show up next budget.
Though Cooper says money is still needed to hire staff to input and analyze the photos and videos.
You're going to have $4 million worth of servers sitting around with no one running them. And so basically what Chairman Jones and Chairman Lingenfelter have done now have basically cut the state police and the attorney general's office off at the knees, because there will be no one to run that image repository and save those children.
The bills had widespread bipartisan support, but Lingenfelter referred them to the Appropriations Committee, where Chairman Chris Jones declined to schedule them for a hearing.
We don't know why we continue to get this type of resistance from them. They're just playing politics at this point and have really dealt with my organization and Senator Deeds in bad faith. We hammered out a deal with Delegate Lingenfelter and kind of got stabbed in the back.
Lingenfelter says the ICACs need to personally make their case by showing where the existing dollars are doing the most good and where new dollars would be the most help.
The bill that they brought us this year would have just created an education program in schools, which we've already put so many things on the desk of teachers as it is. I don't know where we would find 8 additional hours for anything. Don't come in and say, give me a $2 increase and have a nice day. That's not the way we do responsible government. We want to understand what the build-out is. We want to understand where the approach is. But we have time to see what impact that brings, and we can address it in the future.
Cooper says the training program is critical.
There are so many of these offenders at large in Virginia that we can't arrest all of them, even though we'd like to. And that would be 10,000 beds we'd have to create. We'd have to build prisons in order to meet that need. They need to be able to understand physically, in a physical way, they need training in the same way that we prepare other people for situations like driving. You wouldn't just give a car and a set of keys to a kid and expect them to understand how to drive.
Now that the bills have stalled in the House, the Senate has included the funding in their budget. House Appropriations Chairman Chris Jones did not respond to multiple requests for comment on whether these funds would be included in the final spending plan. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.
Assembly 2014 has been made possible in part by the Medical Society of Virginia, physicians working together to improve health care in Virginia. The Medical Society of Virginia is a proud supporter of Richmond Public Radio, MSV.org. 88.9 WCVE, the time 7:40.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.